Quick question from me and the Making Money team. Would you like us to come into your workplace to teach you and your colleagues more about personal finance? It's an absolute joke that we're not taught what to do with money, and this knowledge gap makes most people much poorer over their lifetimes. Take your work-based pension. Most people have no idea what the fund they're invested in does, and plenty of people just opt out altogether. We can cover whatever is most important, from the basics to complex financial retirement planning supported by qualified financial advisors who are not there to sell you anything. We take different approaches for different people in a company depending on stuff like their age or their income. Anyway, if you think people you work with could benefit from financial education, then please email Will at getmost.co.uk so he can explain more. It doesn't matter what your role is in the business, we want to hear from you. So email Will at getmost.co.uk. Welcome to our Christmas special. So we're just going to do a bit of celebrating today and we're going to answer some listeners' questions.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, I got a hat.
Covered in
glitter. You got all the toys.
All the toys.
Sewing kit, have some of that.
What are Santa's favourite sweets?
Elf bars.
It was pretty smart. Elf bars, aren't they? Vapes.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Jolly Babies.
Jolly Babies. Oh, I don't get it.
Neither do I, mate.
Daniel asks, thanks, Dan. What would you choose? £1 million lump sum or 5K per month until you reach £1 million?
What would you choose?
I'd definitely take the £1 million lump sum.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
I think the caveat of like the 5K until you reach 1 million means that the obvious choice is you take the million, because you can use the million straight away, can't you?
Have they said 5K for the rest of your life?
Yeah, well, that's it. If it's 5K the rest of your life, but is that linked to inflation or not? Because 5K for the rest of your life, right now, 60K a year, that's great. That's 6% on the million. But, you know, if you took the million and invested, I still think the 5K for the rest of your life would win out.
Yeah.
But if it was static, that 5K becomes less and less every year. And in 30 years, you might be like, I need more than 5K.
Yeah, 5K is going to be worth like, yeah.
Is it the only money you can ever have as well?
Yeah, with a million, you could definitely, because you know the value of it today, and then you can make more.
You can invest it, you can use it. Yeah, you know.
That million, compound interest on that?
No, yeah. That million you can draw, you know, 30, 40K a year off it without really touching the million. So yeah, £1 million lump sum straight away.
All day.
What's Jason asking?
Jason's asking, ooh, what would be the first thing you did if you lost all your savings and had to start again?
Cry.
Yeah. Yeah. What would I do if I started again?
You just have to start again.
You just...
I mean, you'd be like, you'd be where I am pretty much. Opening your ices and...
All right. I know how well you're doing. I would emergency fund first of all.
You would build up your emergency fund.
Well, yeah, you're starting again, aren't you? You've got nothing.
That's the first thing you do, build up an emergency fund.
Well, that's the first thing most people should do, really. I would be investing into global index funds, but I would also be building an emergency fund on the side. I would probably, if I had to start again, I'd get a second job. I'd start grafting, because in my head, I'd be like, I'm behind. I would do what I did in my 20s, where I was just working like a dog.
Yeah.
You know, I would have...
Multiple jobs.
I'd be down the Chinese again, going, you know, getting that job in, living off that cash.
Making your car smelly.
Just, yeah. Yeah. If you're at the same age as well, yeah, I would want to play catch up real quick. Yeah. So I would probably have that same mentality.
But if we actually look into it in a deeper way, if you lost all your savings, we'd be pretty screwed, because your savings are quite diversified. So it would be pretty hard to lose all your savings. Everything would have to go wrong.
Oh, yeah, the world.
Like the crypto market would crash, the stock market
would crash. There is an argument, yeah. I'd be eating cat food. And remember when I watched that film, The Road, and I was like, this is a deep film. And by the end of it, you were just shaking. Yeah. It's like, you know, where he's got his papa, that little boy with his
papa?
Yeah, you know that one. And they find all the cannibals. And
it would be it would be pretty dark times.
Yeah, so I'd sharpen a stick and start going savage.
And that is why we are diversified, because, if you lose all your savings, then everyone's in trouble.
Yeah.
Everyone's in trouble.
It'd be the end of the world.
Yeah.
Cool. Merry Christmas. Finally, I want to ask you something, T. So we've covered loads this year, and I feel like you've been on a bit of a journey. Yeah. You've always done well financially, but I feel like now your finances are doing well, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you've opened an ice, and you've got good habits behind your ability to earn cash. What are your goals for the next year?
Next year, I want to diversify a bit more, get a LISA, a lifetime ISA, and Also want to get on the property ladder. We had a good property episode with Rob Dix. Yeah, I learned a lot. And so I guess I kind of want to get into the market, but do a lot of research first, a lot of research. So I guess that journey starts in January, tomorrow. It starts tomorrow. Well, everything's tomorrow, but yeah, it starts in January.
Mañana. Are you using the LISA to buy the property?
Yeah, that's, well.
Yeah, saving time to help you like build it up. What do you worry about the £450,000 cap in London? Because obviously I hear that, you know, that obviously doesn't get you much property.
Again, this is, like we discussed with Rob, I might not buy in London.
Come up north.
Come up north. I might go retire up north.
We'll move this whole show up north.
Yeah, we'll get the whole crew up.
For the listeners, we'd film in London and I have to travel down to film here. And yeah, I think if Tomei moved up near me, then we might get Sway to bring the show on the road.
Get the whole team up. What do you think, Will?
Will, the producers saying no. Come over here, Will. You come tell us what your degenerate plans are for the year.
Well, first of all, I don't know who brought you up, but you've got to have coasters on the table. Yes. I've got that ice cold beers on my nice wooden table.
It's also Will's house that we film in.
What's next year?
New Year's resolution.
Love to make some money from making money.
Instead of just paying for this to like...
Yeah, exactly. It's great fun and all, but you've got to do what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
What have you learned this year though, Damon? What has the podcast done for you?
Loads, met loads of interesting people that have kind of like shaped and changed my perspective on things. You know, I think you learn different lessons at different points in your life. And the one thing that I've been transitioning away from is like investing is the thing that will make me rich to I'm the thing that will make me rich. And for people like Timothy Armour and people like that to be like, trust more in your own ability to generate wealth and not put it in the hands of the market and think, if I wait 30 years, that's you know, going to produce the returns. So that's kind of my shift, I would say, this year. Can we talk about your shirt? T's wearing a shirt it's like a shirt, but it's longer. Yeah, it's like a dress shirt.
It's Nigerian traditional attire.
It's got splits up the sides.
It's got...
For Christmas.
Is it a Christmas thing?
No, but I mean, I go to Nigeria most Christmas. I'm not going this year. I go most Christmases, and this is what you would wear because it's insanely hot on Christmas. Jump in the pool, you know, like sun beating down, kill a goat, kill a turkey, and then...
What would I need to do to be able to wear one of those?
To rock up. When you go to Nigerian weddings, which are like 7 days long, and everyone turns up late, which is why I'm always late for stuff, because it's in our culture. Not my fault. Essentially, whoever the bride is, she's Indian, she's white, they wear traditional Nigerian clothing.
Because they are super cool.
Yeah, they are. And they make you feel like a sheikh. Like
Arabic
king.
I mean, yeah.
What's Christmas Day going to look like in Damo's household? Nut roast?
No, there's some meat going down. There's some meat. This year we'll be going to my missus's, my partner's. She don't like me calling her missus. My partner's mom's house and they cook. So that, I like the nut roast, so I'm quite partial to a nut roast.
They serve a giant cashew.
Massive.
And then they just carve it like it's a ham.
Yeah. I generally don't know if you guys are being serious.
Just a giant nutmeg.
Actually,
genetically modified cashews.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Is there any meat in it? But it's not true. I knew it. I was like, they don't have giant nuts.
We stuff it with pecans and
that's
walnuts.
Actually what we're going to launch in 2024. Yeah. And it's going to bring back veganuary.
Yeah, the giant nut roast.
What does Christmas Day look like though for you two?
Well, I haven't done a Christmas in London for like 10 years. But so I don't know.
You got your little man though.
Oh no, that's a lie. In COVID we did a Christmas here and we just, drinking, eating, lots of food, get the family, cousins
over.
This
is basically what his family do every week. It's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we've got a big family.
I've already
got like three family Christmas dinners planned. There's one on Boxing Day, one on like Christmas Eve and then one on Christmas. So yeah, it's going off. Yeah, but normally in Nigeria we would like fatten up a turkey, cook it, eat it.
Oh, and a goat?
I killed a turkey. I didn't kill a goat, though.
What, with your bare hands?
Why would you kill a goat?
Because they're bigger, they kick.
And they look at you with fear.
And they look at you with like fear, and they're like, why are you doing this to me? I thought
we've got the perfect solution for you. The giant cashew nut roast. After that ridiculous conversation, I just want to say thank you so much for everyone who's watched, engaged, liked, commented, left reviews for the podcast.
I don't think any of us, when we started it, thought that, you know, in 15 episodes, we'd be charting and it would kind of be where it's at.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate all the comments. I read them all and I don't reply to any of them, but I'm going to get... No, but I'm going to start engaging more. So in the new year, New Year's resolution, I'm going to reply to your YouTube comments. But yeah, we love it. When you guys DM me, I actually do appreciate it. So yeah, thanks for all the support, all the love, and thanks for sticking with us on this journey of making money.
Here at Mindset Win, we want to give you the tools to become better at what you do.
Taking inspiration and wisdom from our guests, we will hear stories, strategies, tips, and tricks.
Told by leading names in sport and beyond.
Who know what it takes to get to the very top.
There will be 2 episodes each week, packed with amazing stories and practical takeaways for us all to follow.
Search for Mindset Win on YouTube and on your favorite podcast app.